in terms of the 2020 fiscal cycle, it was about 12,000 riders we had. Of course, we did have a two-bus system. We had an east and a west, so we did have more vehicles out there. But as a lot of businesses show, things just didn't return as well after COVID, and transportation was no exception. So as that sort of began to taper off, it dropped to about 5,000 during 2021. It picked up a little bit afterwards, about 7,000 rides, but then it dropped off, and then it continued to drop off ever since about 2023. So we did condense that down to a one bus system, just try to continue to make it viable and yet efficient at the same time. But as we just continue to watch it decrease in interest while the on-demands increase in interest, then that's where this the decision came from.